USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is criticizing the impeachment process on Twitter. The president questioned why, quote, crazy Nancy should be able to impeach him when Democrats have only a slight majority in the House. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Lisa Murkowski of Alaska says she's disturbed with some of the comments she heard from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. McConnell said in an interview he would be working in total coordination with the White House counsel's office. Murkowski, on the other hand, believes,
to me, it means that we have to take that step back from being hand in glove with the defense.
Murkowski speaking there in an interview with KTUU News out of Anchorage, Alaska. Another record-setting day on Wall Street as the NASDAQ was up over 9,000 for the first time ever, finishing at 90.22. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Israeli Defense Forces launched airstrikes on Hamas after a rocket attack forced Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to abruptly end a speech. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Mr. Netanyahu was speaking at a campaign rally when sirens were sounded as members of the Prime Minister's security detail escorted Netanyahu and his wife Sarah to a nearby bomb shelter as supporters continued to chant his nickname, Bibi. After the danger had passed, Netanyahu returned to the rally to finish his speech when he threatened revenge on those responsible for the rocket launch. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits is dropping. The Labor Department is reporting the number of claims dropped 13,000 last week. That makes a seasonally adjusted total 222,000. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom are trading barbs over the growing homeless crisis in California. Newsom is blaming the President's Department of Housing and Urban Development, led by Secretary Ben Carson, for the rise in homelessness. Meanwhile, the President is saying the governor is doing a bad job taking care of the homeless problem that's going on in his state. Former California Assemblyman Chuck DeVore used to live in California, and he moved to Texas, and he tells Fox News,
"This problem is Gavin Newsom's problem. This problem is the problem of the left and the progressives in California. They can blame President Trump and climate change all they want. All they're doing is desperately trying to shift blame away from their own failed policies. It's not working. California is dying."
Police are still trying to piece together what all happened as a woman was fatally stabbed in Philadelphia on Christmas. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
There was a brutal stabbing in Philadelphia in front of six children that claimed the life of a 35-year-old woman early on Christmas. Police Chief Inspector Scott Small says the children say the incident started inside and then ended up out on the street.
When police arrived on location, they found a 35-year-old female laying on the highway. She was stabbed multiple times in her abdomen. There was a 33-year-old male standing over her.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.